This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. The U.S. Department of Agriculture will help fund nearly a dozen solar energy projects for businesses in rural Colorado. Miguel Otarola has the story.
A dairy farm, a veterinary hospital, and a cider taproom are just a few of the businesses receiving grants from the USDA to buy and install solar arrays. The department is awarding Colorado more than $800,000 in total for these projects as part of the bipartisan infrastructure bill. The grants are designed to give rural areas more electricity options and bring down energy costs. Miguel Otarola, CPR News.
Ted Kaczynski, better known as the Unabomber, has been moved out of a Colorado federal supermax security prison to a medical center in North Carolina. The 79-year-old is serving a life sentence after pleading guilty in 1998 to setting 16 explosions that killed 3 and injured 23 around the country. He's been in Colorado for the past 2 decades. The U.S. Bureau of Prisons did not disclose details why the serial bomber was transferred or his medical condition. A former Greenwood Village police officer was charged and arrested for second-degree murder Wednesday. 36-year-old Adam Holin is accused of shooting and killing an armed 17-year-old in Aurora on November 24th. Nine News reports that Holin was legally drunk at the time of the shooting. He also faces one count of felony menacing and one count of prohibited use of a weapon. This is CPR News. If you were hoping for a white Christmas, you are out of luck unless you're around Grand Junction. Some snow is expected in Grand Junction on Saturday night.